Okay, I think that we can start. So welcome to everybody to this speed talk session. Thank you for having postponed your lunch to be able to assist this very interesting session, I think. It's really a pity that presenters will have only 4 minutes to present their papers. However, this is a special kind of sessions where presenters, as I've said, have only 4 minutes each for their presentations, so I ask them to be in time. Usually, discussion is not scheduled for this kind of sessions, but at the end of the presentations, if we will have a few minutes, the possibility of ask for questions from the room, we will of course do that. I remind you of switching off your mobile phones, please. I think that we can start with this session. I want only to present myself very shortly. My name is Orietta Luzzi, and I work at the Statistical Office of Italy, ISTAT, and my main research field is in the use of methodologies for the use of administrative data and statistical register development. This session, the title of this session is Use of Administrative Data Sources and Data Integration, so two very important topics. Many national statistical institutes are working a lot and developing methodologies and tools for ensuring accurate use of administrative data sources for statistical purposes and for perform efficient data integration of multi-source statistical data which are used for statistical production processes. This session hosts six presentations, so a lot of information on what is has been done in several statistical offices. So I invite the first speaker to present his paper. The first speaker is Bilal Kurban. I am sorry in advance for the pronunciation of your names. And Bilal is an expert in Administrative Registers Unit under Register Systems Department in Turkstat, the Turkish Statistical Institute. He has been working in data collection area for 16 years and at present is also a member of the UN-ECI Workshop on Statistical Data Collection Steering Committee.
Thank you very much. I will try to be very fast. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for having me here. I'm here to talk to you about integration of new administrative data sources to redesign business statistics production system in Turkstat. The most important reason why Turkstat has decided to change and redesign its statistical system in such a way that administrative sources will be mainly used in business statistics production was heavy reporting burden and on businesses. And the other reasons are on the slide. For redesign of business statistics, social security institution which provides social security records of the individuals and firms and revenue administration which presents tax records of enterprises integrated into system as the main data sources. Turkstat has begun on-demand and scheduled administrative data transfer from revenue administration and social security institution for the purpose of business statistics production since the second half of 2017. Since administrative records are collected not only not for statistical purpose but for the institutions to conduct their own businesses, concepts, definitions, reference dates, and scope needed to be harmonized to combine them. For this purpose, metadata of the variables included in the revenue administration and social security records were studied, and the variables to be used in the statistical production were determined. This process has taken time due to the size of data, the depth of legislation, and need for high-level technical knowledge to link data and analyze the consistency. Additionally, revenue administration and social security institution both use their own unique identifiers to define statistical units. In order to integrate them into statistical system, a link between these sources, these records, had to be established, and now statistical registers are the center for the integration of business statistics. Once administrative data is acquired from the source, first structure and integrity checks are made according to the data validation rules for timely detection and fixing technical breakdowns and possible problems that may arise when transferring administrative records. Next, it's matched with the business register for the purpose of anonymization of data for internal use and code assignments, and then data becomes available for the use of the subject matter units. Then, after the integration of the data from different sources by these units, logical controls as well as internal consistency checks are carried out in order to control internal consistency of the data. As a result of the controls, miscoding, potential problems in the data, errors, outliers, item and unit non-response, unreliable data are determined, and such data are edited or inputted if necessary using statistical techniques or methods. With the use of administrative data in business statistics, the business register have started to be created on daily basis. Short-term indicators have begun to be produced from administrative data, with an exception of a producer prices indices, and annual industry and service statistics will be produced based on administrative records from this year. Consequently, the coherence between data sets of annual and short-term business statistics and national accounts has been ensured. To conclude, the use of administrative data in statistical production has reduced cost and reporting burden of businesses while improving data quality. Besides, shifting data collection from primary to secondary has contributed to development of organizational culture positively. Also, in-house collaborative work has increased in Türkstat. Additionally, as data gets larger and more complex, data storing and processing habits of staff changed. This allowed them to develop new skills and a new mindset with the help of trainings and learning by doings. Lastly, strategic partnerships has been developed with the administrative records holder public institutions. And that brings me to the end of the presentation. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you very much. You finished in advance. Okay. So the second presentation is from Kenneth Harmala. Okay. Kenneth is a senior statistician from Statistics Finland, representing the business register sector. And the title of his paper is Managing Changes in Key Administrative Data Sources Within Finnish SBR.
What's the
this one?
Free?
Yeah.
Can it?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll start. I was at the slide room and changed a couple of typos from the slides, but apparently they're not fixed here. So that's maybe something for you to be aware of. and that's 15 seconds of my presentation. And I'm from Statistics Finland. I have a background in social psychology. I worked on the business register for about a year. And the title of the presentation is Managing Changes in Key Administrative Data Sources Within the Finnish Business Register. And this is a short story about successful risk management. In 2015, the Eurostat Code of Practice, Finnish country report. In the report, the peer review team identified a strong reliance on administrative data sources in statistical production in Finland, which is certainly true, and the report called for risk assessment of possible changes in these administrative data sources. And this certainly also is a real risk. And as a response, in 2015, the same year, the administrative data collection team of Statistics Finland prepared a report detailing the risks and how to manage these potential risks for the National Statistical Law Working Group. And the risks outlined by the Code of Practice peer review team actually materialized immediately, since something called the Valmis project has been ongoing since, I think, 2013, and it's bound to be finished by 2020. And what that means is the tax administration data is changing for us because the tax administration is replacing their old several softwares with a new software package called Gentax. And this means that both the format of the data we receive from them and the data itself will change. And this is a huge risk for Statistics Finland, since it's the data we get from the tax administration is actually our most important data source. Our business register is composed of several different databases, and it's integrated into one information system. It has a really central role in the entire Statistics Finland statistical production. Now, even small errors in the data we receive might compromise the coherence of the entire business register. So this means that much of our main data source actually needed to be recoded. Since the beginning of last year, Statistics Finland luckily identified this is a big threat, and there's been a team working on adapting to this new data, renewing our data pipeline, which was for a large part coming into effect in the beginning of this year. So we had 1 year. And actually, the schedule for working on the actual changes to the code, to a SAS code, was really tight. So we got the first actual data to work on, sample data, in October. So we had pretty much 3 months to change and guarantee the quality of our main data source. So we had three persons working on recoding the system very intensely. And in January, we shifted to this new system, the Gentax system. But we still got talked the data tax administration into giving us 1 more month of living with the old system. So we ran them parallel. We had the Gentax system in our test environment and the old system called Legacy in our production. And we compared the results, and they seemed very similar. And in February, the pipeline went into production, and there, to talk of, there only actually been 3 errors, which, considering the scope and the risks involved, these changes, I think could be considered a success. So, as a whole, I think we did pretty good in adapting to these new data sources. So this was a story where a problem developed, and we managed to identify it in time. We acted in time and deployed sufficient resources to deal with it. And not only did we manage to avoid the risk, we actually benefited from it, because it turns out that their old data pipeline was leaving out about 2,500 legal entities from our business register, and are now happily part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth, for your presentation. The next paper is from Daisy Hutchinson. Daisy works for the Office for National Statistics in England. She is a social researcher within the Government Statistical Service GSS Harmonization Team. The title of her paper is Harmonization Across the UK, Comparability of Survey and Administrative Data in Conjunction with European Influences.
Hi, so I'm Daisy Hutchinson from the Office for National Statistics in the UK, and I work in the harmonisation team, and our main focus is integrating survey data with administrative sources, and we try to look at ways to ensure that different data sources can be integrated together and make sure that they're comparable. So harmonising different data sources is really important, as this enables us to compare statistics more easily, and this in turn allows us to link data and gives us a better overall picture of the country. Harmonisation is about ensuring commonality of different definitions, survey questions, administrative data and outputs. And we understand that stakeholders have different needs, and there might be small differences in what different producers want to collect. So we look at harmonising, not standardising. Standardising means that all data is collected and is all exactly the same, whereas we understand that different stakeholders have different needs and they need different levels of data. So we understand that as long as it can be aggregated up at a higher level, which can then be comparable across the board, that's what harmonisation looks to do, rather than standardising and everything be exactly the same, because we understand that that's not viable. The harmonisation team look to work across the Government Statistical Service, and we develop and maintain a list of harmonised principles. These principles depend on topic, and they can consist of definitions, or they can consist of definitions, questions, and administrative data. It just depends on the topic. And we use topic experts from across the government as their topic experts in the field, and then we work together to maintain the list of principles. And we work to champion the work and disseminate it more widely into different business areas. One of the harmonised principles we've been working on most recently is to create a UK definition of homelessness. This work started last year in 2017, in September, and we've been doing lots of research on the different user needs for collecting homelessness data. So we look to see what homelessness data is being collected and then why people need that data. And we do lots of research on stakeholders, so we need to make sure that we're engaging with the right people to ensure that we're making the right decisions. We also look at what the current problem is. So in terms of the UK, we have a problem with there's lots of different data being collected on homelessness. However, because there isn't a harmonised definition of what homelessness is, people are collecting and using different things for homelessness. So homelessness across the board isn't being harmonised. So we don't have a good understanding of homelessness in the UK. And we also look at what the challenges are. So one of the challenges is that there are legislative differences across the UK. So the policy in England is different to that of Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Another one of these challenges is that there are different operational processes due to the fact that most sources for homelessness data is through administrative data, which means that harmonising these different operational processes can be quite difficult. So due to these challenges, we've decided to write a feasibility report, which is looking to research whether it is even possible for us to create a UK harmonised definition. And if we find that it isn't viable, then we're going to look at different ways in which we can improve homelessness statistics and then present that. So we don't just work with UK stakeholders, we work with people across Europe and across the world. In homelessness specifically, we work with FIANSA, which is the European Federation of Organisations Working with the Homeless, and we work with Eurostat quite commonly as well, because we understand that we shouldn't just be harmonising within the UK, we should be harmonising more widely because it is so important to be able to compare statistics. And we engage with our users in many different ways. So one of these ways is through consultancy, so we'll work with an organisation or department quite closely and we'll conduct some research with them or implement changes based on a specific project if we think that there's better ways that they can be able to compare statistics. As I've already alluded to, we have a list of harmonised principles that are readily available on the GSS website and anyone can use them. And we often give bespoke ad hoc advice as to the best practice of when they should be used. We also offer different workshops and training courses that can be tailored to the user. And these are often bespoke so that you can get the best out of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Daisy. Next speaker is Anders Grunvall. Anders Grunvall works for the Swedish Board of Agriculture as a statistician. He's responsible for the Farm Structural Survey in Sweden, and he has been working with statistics in agriculture and also forestry for almost 23 years now. The title of his paper is Record Linkage in Agricultural Statistics.
Thank you, Orita, and good afternoon, everybody. This presentation is an example from the Swedish Farm Structural Survey and how we make linking between registers and collected data more better by using more information than just the pure linking variables. The Farm Structural Survey is done every third or fourth year in all of the European countries. In Sweden, we do this as a mixed model survey. Some of the 250 variables is collected through questionnaires and other variables is collected through different kind of administrative registers. We start by creating the population frame where we try to use as much information as possible from existing registers and combining them with the farm register from previous year. The register is mainly data from financial support system for agriculture activities and from different animal registers. In this phase, we use linking by exact matching by those linking variables that exist in the different sources. The information is in registers that we cannot link to existing holdings, agriculture holdings, will be a new holding in the frame. So we end up with a frame that should be the maximum population. When we are finished with the frame, we start a survey. In Sweden, we do this as a census every time, but we divide the population in different subpopulations. A sample of the population receive a large questionnaire with questions to fulfill all the variables that we cannot find in the registers. The rest of the population receive a small questionnaire where only variables that identify an agriculture holding is included. This means mainly information about agriculture areas and the number of animals. All holdings also receive questions about linking variables like social security number, customer number, and production place numbers for animals. In the questionnaire, we also include questions of if the holding have been sold, rented, or in other way finished being an agriculture holding. So, we end up with a lot of information from all those different sources. In practice, the large amount of information identifies a lot of problems. In the end, about 10% of the population have information from different sources that is conflicting. For example, they in the questionnaire, they say that they have quit being a farmer, but we can still see that they are applying for agriculture support for their land. Or on the other hand, in the questionnaire, they say that they have agricultural land, but we cannot find this in the administrative registers. So the linking from only linking variables is not enough and gives us a lot of situations where links or information points in different directions. So to take care of these holdings with conflicting information, we have divided the population into different groups based on some general questions. For example, have they in the questionnaire given information that they have closed down? Have they applied for agricultural support? Yes or no? Can we find information in cattle registers? Yes or no? So we end up with more of these questions, and we can divide the population in smaller groups, identifying more homogenic groups where the problems are more alike. For each of these separate groups, we can make a rule for how to handle these to make best linking of data. In most cases, we can see that the conflicting situation is fully logical based on the situation on the agricultural holdings. The reality is, in fact, more complex than what we can see or can be explained by only linking data from registers. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Anders. We skip the presentation of the next paper, since unfortunately the presenter could not be here with us. So we go directly to the last presentation from Bojana Radević. I hope that the name is correct. Bojana is head of Department for National Coordination Statistical Source of Data in Statistical Office of Montenegro. She has 16 years work experience in Statistical Office of Montenegro in different statistical domains. Current responsibilities are coordination and cooperation of the statistical activities with owners of administrative data and other national authorities. The title of the paper is Data Integration, Idea for Reduction of Complexity.
Thank you, Chairman. Usually when I participate on the conference, I prepared one slide of my country, but now we are on a speed session, and that is not a reason to not to invite you to come in our country and to discover the beauty of Montenegro on the seaside and mountains. Today, on this speed sessions, I will present you data integration, idea of reducing complexity. I can say that I'm part of the team who work on this idea, but the most of the job and huge implementation and the full implementation I can give to our also the members of the team, especially to colleagues Šaranović and colleagues Živaljević, who is the most important person in this integration and implementation of this application in our statistical office. After this, I will introduce you with our statistical office, that we are the main coordinator of the official statistics in Montenegro. Annually, we implement about 200 statistical surveys, publish about 300 statistical press releases, and answer about 650 user requests. We have about 120 active statistical application, and the most common used method for realization of statistical activities is a reporting method. But I can say in this year we those years until 2021, we prepare for administrative register, and we implement, we use a lot of the administrative data, and that increase around 30% in this year. For this, for the last 12 years, most our application has been developed by the MS tool, Visual Basic 6.0, and SQL 2000 as a database. And now Visual Studio and SQL 214 with the development of the technology. As somebody of you knows that in 2006 we renew independence of Montenegro, and we also start and build a new statistical system of Montenegro in a statistical office or in a statistical system of Montenegro. And we build on the three pillars. That pillars are on legal consistency, methodology consistency, and informatical consistency. When we say about legal consistency, that we have a law of official statistics, but we implement a regulation, full implementation of Regulation 223, especially now with the amendments of Regulation 223, and we are the we are implement also recommendation according to GLOSS, or General Law of Official Statistics, that recommended by UN. When we talk when, on the second pillar, methodology consistency, we improve and implement methodology framework using the European statistical system, and implement European and other international standards, guidelines, and good practices. And also we have our internal methodology, especially for a national request. And when we talk about informatical consistency, we can say that we follow the, and support the concept of the statistical system. We implement the integration data processing system that in the next slides I will introduce you what is the, this integrated data processing system. And our goal is also is a linking source of the administrative data using for statistical proposals. Before you introduce the EAST integration system for data processing, we have a creative house, as everybody have in statistical offices. That is a large number of applications, different codes and everything styles, not standardized application creation. One statistical survey, more application depending on the production process, decentralization application development, data storage, different formats of application, the burden of IT programmers. But a benefit of the EAST is one system on one server, more efficient processes, shorter and simpler application time, one programmer for a more statistical survey, modernization of data collection as CAPI, CATI, and CAVI method. And what is the about EAST? EAST is a software package that we build and implement in cooperation with our regional partners. Different mode of programming, but more comfortable, safer, and faster. Applications are uniform, centralized, and safe. Controls, reports, producers, procedures, and functions are on one place, on one server. Authorization in jurisdiction of Microsoft tools, and the main useful item is that system remember all written on written variables every change, and remember every change made in application. And also I can say that this software is built on the GSBPM model, and also according to this model we build the metadata and the quality reports for users and for producers. Our future plans is to introduce EAST system on more survey, modernization of data collection using EAST, future improvement of knowledge of employees, and further development of EAST system. This is from my side very short, but if you are interested, we can give you our support from the Statistical Office Montenegro, but also I have one publication that give more information about this, and I will put it on. I'm so sorry that I have just one, but I share to all participants before the presentations.
Thank you, Bojana. We have the possibility of one, at maximum two questions from the floor. So if there are questions for the speakers, please do not hesitate. Okay, I understand that you are hungry. And so, thank you to the speakers for being time for their very interesting presentations. I invite you to read their papers because they are really very interesting. And thank you to all of you for attending this session, and have a nice meeting.